Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome back to the Geeked Up Podcast, your one-stop shop for everything nerd-related. I am your host, D, and with me, as always, are my co-hosts. The first of which is finally joining me in becoming a fellow Republican, Say What Up, Dooley.
What's going on, guys? Finally coming over to Texas. Good Trump to be there.
Nation.
You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what they say, please drink and drive. It helps you focus more on the road. So, yeah. What's up, y'all?
Lager, I love it already. Love the energy. My second co-host, who for some reason is the only other person who's in the Christian spirit like me, Say What Up, Roy.
Oh, that's a lie. This is you can't see the full tree, but that tree is it's a very sad tree back there. No.
The Charlie Brown joint with that joint limping and shit.
Yeah. Like a good $30 Target joint. Yeah.
Oh no.
That's not cheap, by the way. Don't let Roy fool you. $30 is not cheap for like a plastic tree. You just got money.
I mean, you got to pay for the decorations too, right?
Now you talking?
No, they got trees and decorations.
I don't want to talk about decorations. We have entirely too many decorations. Oh. And then she bought some more this year too.
Oh, I know.
I'm like, why?
You hitting that shit around the crib?
This year I want to do green.
Okay. I have bins full of different colorways of ornaments from three different years, bro. It's insane.
Yes.
I'm just gonna buy more totes. I only have so much garage. That's
like, hey, I'm sorry. No storage. No storage.
Y'all Christmas loving niggas. Y'all putting up mistletoe?
I did have a mistletoe. We were at my house.
You're corny.
I had a whole photo shoot at the crib for y'all. You were in the pictures. I don't know why you say I'm corny. Like you weren't in.
All right, yo.
Merle did have a magic sweater, I think, too. Magic sweater energy. He can't say shit.
I mean, me and her were just destined to be, you know what I mean? So now I'm playing. I'm playing.
Okay. And my third co-host, who's a liar and told me he's going to play Pokemon with me for the last 2 months, has not been online. Say what up, Merle. Yeah, what's up?
All right. So first and foremost, well, you know what? Hey, people are supposed to tell me how my story's supposed to go, but I'm going to do my own thing. You know what I mean? I think that's pliable to what you just said. And, you know. How long you been telling Roy about Apex?
Roy's situation is different, Apex. All right?
Wasn't the Apex that you was lacking on for like the longest? And this nigga was like, yo, you need to get on. Yo, you need to go on.
I got on Apex. We played Apex.
You're on Apex. It's something else. I think it's,
All right. Now I look like a jackass. You can't
say because me and this nigga like got it in nigga, 50 hours, 30 hours playing together on fucking Red 2. Nah. You ain't done that.
And introduced him to Jason. I don't know if you've ever met Jason before. Yes. But
I literally met a nigga Dooley, and then got the party up with him.
Yeah, Dooley, and then got the party with him like two weeks later. Yep.
Dooley, I'm down bad. It's 2-1.
I don't even know what games they're talking about. So I'm like, I need help. Yeah, you know, Roy loves Baldur's Gate 3. I don't know. It's like, nah.
Oh, crazy. Shit. Before we get the show started, I want to remind you guys, if you're listening to the audio version, please check out the YouTube version on our YouTube channel. And to also rate the show 5 stars, and please subscribe on our YouTube because, you know, love us. Bring in more listeners. Let's make some money next year, guys.
Money!
Alright, so with the promotion out the way, let's get into the nonsense of the week where a little boy is very upset to see his mama forget that thing at a party. I'm going to get this clip ready for you guys. One sec.
That's all you want to say, bro?
Well, I mean, you know, some of these moms out here, you know, they're a little, they got to be cautious of their child. You know, eyes are always wandering.
These moms out here, that's all I got to say.
My man looked at her like that's his bitch.
He did. Like,
what you doing?
Oh my God. Look at
it. I pay for that pussy, Joe. What you doing?
He's crying, son. He's obviously upset. You guys are dicks. And you're just filming him.
Yeah. Why is the slim in the back laughing too? Hey, and she's doing the dance
work. Hey, your mom's still got the dancing, cake. Bro.
Come on. Let's be honest.
Boy's mom's on them cakes. She had the Miamis. So,
a lot.
But you've been in the scene with them.
Huh? So you saying you would have done the same thing?
Oh, nigga, hands down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Come on.
Wow. So you wouldn't have checked in the room full of, let's say, 20 different women all around like 20 to 25. And there's one that's probably around 35 to 40.
Those would be the best ones to go after, man. Come on.
Hey, talking shit, King. There we go. You know, come on.
Seasoned in the game a little bit. Honestly, I don't think she did anything wrong. I think the only thing she did wrong was she didn't give her kid a PSP or some shit to go play with. Like, back off, son. Like, let me go dance up on this handsome guy in his red tuxedo. Like, I dressed you up.
It's,
now you might get a stepfather.
It's a well-lit room. Everybody can see. You're the only one twerking.
Nah. Have you been to brunch? I ain't been to brunches before. Those are daily.
But nobody brings their kid to brunch. This is a completely different situation. She brought her kid. She brought her kid. And, like, not even her kid. Like, this is obviously, like, it's a middle schooler. He obviously knows.
Little man was fly, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Nigga obviously, fly. There's no father, you know. He got to be the date for his mom. Oh, so.
Shit. Come on. Yeah.
Come on.
Why'd you
No. That's not a diss. I'm just saying, like, that's how it is, right?
Game is a diss.
Putting out facts, all right?
Okay. I don't think this was something she did that was this unladylike, personally. I think she was just dancing and grinding up on somebody. She's not, like, tonguing down somebody. She's just dancing, and this ain't something he's not used to.
All right, you're confusing dancing with twerking, shaking ass on dick, all right? This is what that was. This is not dancing, sir.
That's American dancing right there. Come on. That's
how it goes. No, you want to say urban. Go ahead, all right?
Urban.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. You say we hear the opposite when it comes to, you know, sexy red in them. You know, this is killing the youth.
Ooh.
Killing the youth.
Yeah, I think that's a different line when you draw it. I don't know.
Oh, that's awkward. Oh, yeah.
I like that bar. I might have to steal that one. No,
I do. I don't know where. Like, what do people complain about sexy red about? Like, you know, she's. If I saw my mom's sex tape online, yeah, I'm going to feel away. If I'm at a party and I see my mom dancing on a guy, I'm going to be side eyeing her. But I ain't gonna cry about it. Like, grow up, son. Come on.
I got a question for y'all, too.
You're a liar.
I feel like I know the answer to the question. Well, it might be towards mainly Dooley, because you guys been long committed. Man. You guys ever dated a chick with a kid?
I haven't dated, but I've obviously engaged.
With, you know.
Yeah.
You know, man, you know there's moments where, you know, like that's why I'm going with Dooley. She needed to find something to, you know, have a little man distracted, you know, while some grown activity is going on, you know.
This might help their argument because usually they're going to wait a while to introduce you to their
kid. Go on the left, nigga.
being introduced as the guy that you were dancing up on, it's a little... It's kind of a tough way to be introduced.
And
say he bags her after this. Like, he gets her number or some shit, and they want to go out on a date. Like, he ain't going to ever look at her the same. And a lot of times they always say, if you want to take that mom seriously, you know, you kind of get through to her kid. Roy's favorite podcast, Fresh and Fit, used to say, like, single moms were recreational use only. I don't believe that.
Wow.
That's a reason.
That's a wild statement. I can't.
Yes, because Roy endorses that statement. I'm just saying, you want to make sure you're good with the kid if you're doing a take.
I don't
think
this one.
So.
This is no. I can't take that this time. Not this time. Recreational?
My jacket.
Recreational? That's wild.
This is rough.
Maybe but that's their own means... type of bars. But
yeah, you know. Shout out to them. Demonetized
boys. Yeah, demonetized. I heard them niggas since I got them demonetized, bro. I ain't heard a damn word from them.
But. Yeah,
but this is a villain story we're seeing in the mix. I mean, you know, not to double down, but you see the pain in that little nigga's eyes. Like, he looked up, like, nigga, like, you not my dad. Like, why you up on my mom like this, man? And, you know, like I said, the tears. Like, well, he's gonna grow up to be a menace.
His friends,
friend song?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
We saw it. Of course, his friends. Well, yeah.
Let's stay there. Because I did see
Miss Johnson got the yammies. You know, he heard that the next day.
I think this is recoverable. Yeah. Go back, Roy.
No, it's just because this is coming back. Like you said, it's out in the open. Because I've been seeing more people talking about, like, parents being old, you know, or moms doing OnlyFans. Having to deal with that at school. You know?
Yeah, but
start getting picked on. Like,
that's sexy red argument is that, though. That's what I'm saying. It's like, if you saw your mom having a sex tape online, that's different than, like, seeing your mom dance up on a dude at a party that you were at.
Stop it.
Man. I mean,
let's keep it a buck.
I mean, there's bubbles to it for sure.
Like, stop it.
But that's she was throwing that shit back.
You almost got her knocked out. Yeah, she was. Like, stop it.
He definitely needed a wingman for that one. So, like,
Yeah,
if you were that kid, you were 13, would you like hit that guy? Like, that nigga said, yeah. like it's kind of crazy. I think it's recoverable. Like, I think the dude that was dancing up on it, because even he's looking at him like, yo, what's your problem? Because you know what it is. It's you, like,
listen,
I know you feel away, but your mom bad as shit.
Listen,
like,
this is a child we're right talking now. About. This is a child still, also, son. That's
child
that's
like, is a loose term.
Okay. That's what other people say, not you.
Not in that way. That came out bad.
I'm with you. Go ahead. Keep going.
What I was trying to say is he's grown enough to know his mom ain't just some saint. And I think people just try to hold like moms to this high regard, like you can't carry yourself in any way. But at the end of the day, you're still a woman. Like, people act like moms ain't allowed to go out or go have fun. Like Merle was talking about earlier, if you've engaged with the mom before, you would have not known she had a kid, especially the way she was moving. Like, if anything, usually the mom sometimes be moving kind of crazy. So
kind of. I'm talking about sending little man to the next room. Things get popping in the living room type shit.
So,
like, shit.
I think the only thing she was wrong in was not distracting her kid or prepping her kid. Like, she should have told this kid, like, hey, you know we get wild at this casino, or make sure you bring your Game Boy with you. Like, that's the only thing I'll kill her on.
Game Boy's crazy. Don't do that. We're not doing that.
She's not a bad parent for, you know, dancing. Like, she wants to be intimate with somebody, she has a right to. But
yeah,
if she
has a right to,
she just wasn't a good parent for not accounting.
And
for
she
what
stacked.
He might
be. Like, let's not look at that. Like, let's seriously like take a view of like the mom's ass in that video. Like, would you not want to get behind that as well?
Let's get a play by play.
Yeah, let's get a play by play. Yeah, you can do slow motion. Like, wouldn't you want that twerked on you? Like, come on, man. Like,
I do. So no brainer here for y'all though, because like as soon as that the video came out, people were like. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know the kid's an actor, right?
Like Lil James.
That's
Lil James right there. Yeah.
Open up doors for him. I see where you're going. Nice. Okay.
Y'all seen his videos where he's like always like arguing with his mom about something and like how he wants to like he owes something or like his mom deserves to give him money or deserves to let him stay. Like he's like that's like funny. Like no, it's his name is Lil James. Like okay. His mom and him be arguing like on videos. Like he's been in a lot of shit before. So I wasn't sure if y'all seen it.
I've never seen this. In. I have no idea. What
I'm 50
oh,
years old. So
been around. Like the kid is popular. Lil Tyrio is hilarious. But
thank you. They didn't laugh. Thank you. I appreciate you got this. These niggas didn't laugh at that. It made me mad. I was like, ah, God.
Would y'all try to recover if you were that guy though? Would y'all try to run it back with the kid and the mom? Like, would y'all try to be like,
I'm not doing that.
If I was the guy, I'm getting the mom's number, son. I'm getting her number. I don't give a fuck what that nigga got to say.
First of all, I might take the mom in the cut. Let's be honest. Like, we might have to see if somebody that can just watch
nigga
for
like a quick room.
Yeah.
What are y'all talking about?
And you somebody can watch that nigga for a quick sec. Hey, yo, me and her about to go outside to smoke, have a cigarette, and, you know, get to know each other a little bit better.
He let his horniness take over. He was supposed to recover with the kid. No, the guy. He was supposed to recover with the kid immediately and pretend like, damn, man, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you. I know this upsets you, and you got to, like, win that way, so...
Would dap him up.
Look at this. Look at this guy over here. Look at this guy.
Beware. He was in the wrong. The kid can feel away. He don't know any better, but
gonna dap the nigga up is crazy. Yo, man, I'm sorry, man. Your mom's yams was just crazy, bro. I don't even get down like that. That's crazy.
Start talking about literally what he said. Pokemon.
My bad, bro.
That's me.
I may have to crying off that joint. I don't know how I would act though. Like all jokes aside, like that would probably like hurt the pride, ego, soul. Like that's my mama, right, Joe? Like that's all I know. Like yeah, that's gonna make me a menace. I ain't gonna hold you. That man in these streets.
Abdul lying if you say you're not crying. Abdul's a fucking liar.
Yeah, he's lying. I'm crying. I'll keep it a bug. I'm crying. I'm doing the same thing.
How could you?
I would have been playing in the corner. I would have been doing something else with my time. I don't give a fuck what my mom is doing. When you were a kid at the parties, you never hang out with the adults. I'm always out there doing something else.
Speak for yourself, sir. I was very mature for my age. I was playing spades.
I don't give a fuck what the mom is doing.
Playing spades.
Check yourself.
All right. Moving on to the internet culture where Joe Budden is in a war with Dipset.
Dipset, 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 Dipset,
Yeah. So Cameron and the It Is What It Is podcast and the Joe Budden podcast have been at odds for some time. Essentially what happened was that Cameron and Mace on their show were explaining a story about how when they went to like a brothel. A good word for this brothel.
Yeah, let's go brothel. Illegal brothel.
Thank you, God. I was gonna say something.
No, don't throw illegal. We just gonna say brothel. Just cause there's only a couple states where it's illegal brothel and they were not in those states.
But they were explaining a very explicit story where even joked around about like, you know, quote unquote punching someone when they weren't doing an obscene act on someone else and shit like that. And the way it was explained was kind of as a joke, and they're just kind of just going in and like you know, mesmerizing on old stories when they were boys and shit. And what happened was on the Joe Budden podcast, Melissa Ford heard that and thought that this story was kind of in poor taste, especially with everything that's going on. So she's kind of like, you know, this sounds like locker room talk, and there's no reason that you guys should have kind of put this out there knowing everything that's going to happen, especially because people that say stories like this, usually allegations and shit come out later, and then these are the type of stories that are on air that are come back to bite you in the ass. Funny enough, you know, when you hear the Joe Budden, like, that opening thing, the thoughts, views, and opinions on this podcast, that comes from something foul he said on the podcast, right? He kind of had to do that, which, again, can be, used against you. And the other thing Melissa Ford said about the whole situation was, like, you know, is there not a possibility that one of these girls there could have been even underage? And the way a lot of people received it on the Joe Budden podcast in the moment was that, whoa, 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 that's a crazy insinuation. What she's saying is that there's a possibility that that can happen, but she's not saying they did something with someone underage. Fast forward, the internet receives this as Melissa Ford accusing Cameron as a pedophile or, like, you know, messing with underage women. And she goes on the next pod to apologize because everyone on the pod kind of held her to the fire and said, you got to kind of forth and be like, you know, they showed you grace. They said they're not going to respond to what you said, but you need to go out and apologize. So she does. Hey, I'm sorry for what I said. Then fast forward, Cameron comes back and tries to expose her and is saying, like, you know, you mess with Ice-T in the club for like 2K. I know about you, yada, yada. So that's where it's at right now, where Cameron kind of shamed her after she apologized, and that's what everyone is reacting to. One thing I want to note here is that Cameron is kind of like bragging about his prostitution story, but then at the same time shaming Melissa Ford for being a prostitute. Like,
oh shit.
Like, I think like shit. It was a weird thing to do. Like, you know how like it's like men and women get shamed for different things, but that's where we're at now, and the internet is still kind of in the middle, I would say. Correct me if I'm wrong, Roy, Merle, DeAndre, if y'all see otherwise, but it seems like a lot of people are kind of siding with Melissa Ford. I'm with her. And a lot of people are kind of saying she was foul and you can't tell people how to react, quote unquote. So that's where it's at.
I'm with her. She apologized, and that should have been the end of it. He didn't have to go and do this. It should have been dead end as soon as, like, yo, I apologize, and like, that should have been killed. I don't know why. Why did he? Is there a reason he went after her for this? Like, did something
it's
else?
It's because no fucked up shit. It is Cameron, and I mean that's what. And I mean, not to like be that nigga, but you got to know, you know, the history of Cameron and Dipset. Like, them niggas are the like. I mean, there's a story real live, you know, I hate to like sideway this joint, but these niggas real live antagonized fucking Lawrence Fishburne in the fucking in an airport one time, just because this nigga was like, hey, Lawrence Fishburne told that nigga, hey, don't call me Larry. These niggas literally tore this nigga the fuck up. Like, hey man, your name is Larry, nigga, fuck out of here type shit. Like, this type of niggas, like, this is like, you know, at the epitome of New York. Cutting your ass up, you pettiness. Know. Like, yeah. All right, let's not go pay. Stop it. But this is type of energy and vibe. Well, I mean, hey, this is where 50's from. Stop it. Watch your mouth.
Yeah, no, so, he is petty.
Okay, all right. As long as we're doing the same thing. But this is that type of vibe, that type of energy. You know, it was in poor taste, Melissa. Honestly, I'm not even gonna lie. I hate to be the guy on the other side. I played devil's advocate because, truth be told, there was no place for that. I mean, I understand the concern. That could have been one of those things where possibly, you know, especially, you know, clearly we see that there is some type of history between you guys two. A simple DM, probably, you know, a subtle reach out, not on a major platform, the one that, you know, that she's on currently. And the thing that makes it kind of even more shitty, where I'm really kind of pushing for Cam and all that, is that. It is what it is, really just started blowing up this year.
Like, mm-hmm. I kind of feel for Cam because this started off as a real small thing that was on YouTube, you know, I hate to be that guy, but even just with the pause game, you know, that type of backlash or just that type of uncertainty in this type of climate and weather, because, you know, people feel like the pause game is childish, but here they are on a sports broadcast where they're, you know, comfortably talking like that, comfortably swearing.
Are people still calling him on that? Like, people are still saying, like, yo, he...
No.
Okay.
No. No one was actually accusing him. The discourse is around her... People are thinking that she accused him of something when she didn't. And a lot of people's opinion, she didn't. But
yeah, do you have 2K for Marissa Ford? That's what I'm asking y'all now.
All right.
One. Go ahead, never mind. All right. One. I'm out of this now. All right. Never mind.
That's a whole different price today. You know, that's probably like...
Oh, shit.
Two. It's 2.5. Three. The thing that Melissa's wrong in is that she wasn't strong in her stance. To give a lukewarm ass take and let motherfuckers cut her down instead of standing on business and elaborating on your fucking take. Because you are in a podcast. I don't care about it. You know, it is what it is. Just starting. I don't care about camera on business. I don't care about this being in poor taste. If that's how you feel and you're on that podcast, say that shit, but say it with your chest. Like, lay out exactly why you feel that way. And when people come back at you, explain your history. Because that's what she was trying to say. I've interviewed sex traffickers. I've interviewed prostitutes, whatever. But she didn't elaborate that. And then when she gave her apology, why are you even apologizing? What the fuck am I apologizing for? I should have set my take well the first time. So I didn't even. So you all understand what the fuck I was saying instead of this whole insinuation and accusation bullshit. I don't get this. Y'all, people will have the worst comprehension skills ever. Like, listen back to what the fuck she said. Like, it's clear as day what she said. She did not call these niggas pedophiles. If I wanted to call them a pedophile, they would just fucking call them that shit.
But
you're talking about a brothel, an illegal brothel. Yeah. Like I said, there's a reason why these are legalized. And so you know where these girls are coming from. You know their stories. Instead of saying, oh, this girl is being sex trafficked. And nobody has any ideas on this girl, like no IDs, nobody knows how old she is, nobody knows where she came from, nothing. She's just trying to get a job or something, just trying to live, you know what I'm saying?
Or like, being forced into it, for all you know.
Or being forced into it. And these are the stories you hear about.
Fair enough.
When people like Cameron are in that game, you know about this shit. Like, so, I don't, like I said, she should have standed 10 toes down on what the fuck she believed in, said that shit, should not have let anybody make her back down, even if it's 4-1, like y'all say, she'd be getting dogpiled on.
Yeah.
I don't care. You're on the podcast. You got a mic. I don't give a fuck. I'll fight your niggas with this mic. What are we talking about? You can't make me say anything. You can't make me shut the fuck up because I'm going to talk unless this mic gets cut off. There is no, we are going to get the cross. I'm going to say it with my chest.
I agree with like almost everything you said, and it's just interesting the part about like, you know, not standing tall on it, but I'm only going to take her side in that moment because if you're in a room full of 5 guys that are like waiting to undermine what you're saying, it's going to be real hard to like kind of gain that strength to say what you're saying. And the other thing is kind of like at every moment, like her strength is kind of her weakness where she doesn't want to come off as like like the hyper combative person that's going to argue her way to make sure she has a stance on something. Like she almost wants to be receptive and being like wielded in weird ways. Like my biggest problem with Melissa Ford is similar to what you're saying, where it's kind of like, stop letting these guys sway you into what your belief should be. Like, stop, like say what you said, like don't let Joe or Ish crack on you and then being like, okay, maybe you're right. It's like, damn, like you actually have an insightful take and you're someone that's, like you said, interviewed people. Why are you letting them make you apologize? But again, that's why, like, I almost feel like admitting defeat is the worst thing right there. Because when she didn't say anything, Cameron was like, hey, I'm going to let you go, yo. I'm going to just let you go. Like, because we don't even care. Mace kept saying, we don't even care. And until she apologized, like, then Mace goes at everybody on the pod, including Queen's Flip, including fucking Melissa Ford. And, like, it's just weird. Like, and I think also Joe's weird way of defending her, if y'all peep that, where he's kind of saying, like, At least she's not like an expensive prostitute, right? Yeah. Like,
or cheap prostitute.
No, the trash prostitute.
Cheap escort. Cheap escort. Yeah, cheap escort. But I mean, that's however you want to take it. Because I don't really know. Because my thing is, like, you don't want to get, the problem is she's 47 and it's been in the industry forever. I'm sure there's plenty of stories. I'm sure she's done plenty of stuff.
She's 47?
Yeah, just like everybody on that couch has done plenty of shit in the industry. So you don't want to play this game of, oh, did she actually do this? Has she ever done this? Because guess what? The boy said, I got plenty of shit on Melissa Ford in that DM thread. Like, you could have said way more shit. Cam could have pulled out way more shit. So let's not go into the business of denying an accusation that.
Yeah.
Come on. It might be, there's probably some validity. Because, I mean, it's way too in the 90s, iced tea in a bathroom at this restaurant for 2K. Way too many.
So that was before Coco?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It
could have been during Coco
for real. Hey, bro. In a bathroom, though? No, I'm not taking Coco and M4 in the bathroom. That's crazy. I could go
to Iced Tea. Iced Tea was a sniper. I don't know if y'all know. Not Iced Tea. Iced Tea was a sniper. He was knocking down the video.
I'm not Iced Tea.
I don't know that. Like, Iced Tea was the boy. So that ain't the worst body to have either, by the way.
So, there was a point that you had made before. So, like, you said we were on Melissa Ford's side. Is anyone on Cameron's side?
Bro, the internet is like a lot of, because my thing is this hasn't like reverberated past Black culture. I don't think it will, because if it did, then Cameron would be considered a misogynist, right? Because you're essentially talking about supposed sexual acts you did in the past. Like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything, right? But instead, it stayed here, and it's all like, don't ever call nobody a pedophile. Don't ever put that on nobody's name. Once again, people are like, yo, I would hate to be your teacher. I would hate to be your fucking fifth grade teacher.
Missing all the context. All the context.
Can't comprehend shit. Like, y'all need to
go back to school. So you guys don't feel the her just even mentioning it with.
I hear, look. The best part about that, right? The funny part about that. If what they said on that big ass platform, that big ass podcast was so bad.
Millions of views. Yeah.
It would have instantly went viral and everyone would instantly start calling Cameron on that. Nobody did. Everybody said on that couch, we don't believe it. We don't, because nobody understood what the fuck she was saying. And it didn't really go past that. Cameron decided to respond to it. He made it bigger than what it was, essentially. Like, it was not viral but until Cameron once responded.
But can you knock him, though? Like, seriously, like, I mean, trust me, I'm all for, you know, Melissa Ford, you know, and for Stan, but you got to look on Cam's side. Once again, like I said, I'm not trying to, you know, play, you know, put my Dipset cape on. But once again, you're talking about a rapper, you know, that was popular back in the day when we were kids. He's been, you know, no disrespect, he's been kind of quiet. Now, you know, he has this new, you know, Paul's like a phoenix or no weird shit. He rose from the ashes, you know. His crew's not even the same crew no more. Like, them niggas don't even fuck with each other. So, real life, he's running with a nigga that most people didn't even know he ran with back in the day. They have this hit, you know, sports podcast that's really taken up by storm. It started off really quaint and small and then blew up to now where it's at a pretty profound level. And then as we're on this track and, you know, as we're doing what we already been doing on this platform prior to all this, because they were making these type of jokes prior before. So this ain't like, nothing new.
What Roy is saying is that doesn't like what they did didn't undermine your success. Like it wasn't going to get past the couch. It was going to essentially live and die right there. And I think the only way it really became a bigger story was by you going at it after we apologized. And the other thing is like the whole Joe Budden podcast up there was all like, damn, I mean, we know how Cam gets down, like you're talking about, like we've seen him, like, bro, he went crazy at 50 Cent, like some of his like craziest disses are hilarious towards 50, the old Curtis shit, like he will go the distance. So all of them was already scared, and it's like by them saying that, it almost put a battery in his back to like attack them. And I don't know, it kind of, in my opinion, it kind of made Cameron look bad, because like it's one thing to swing back. It's another thing to swing down on someone that's saying, yo, all right, my bad. Like, even though I'm still on the side that I don't think Melissa Ford said anything wrong, I almost just think like Roy said, you should have stood on it. But I think this is also an example of like, there's a lot of like pre-production on this Joe Budden podcast that we're probably not seeing. What I'm getting at is that like, there's probably a lot of behind the scenes convos as to tell like Melissa Ford to kind of shut up, listen to us, don't meander. Like, you know how many times they always tell her like, yo, get to your point, like don't circle, don't dance around what we're gonna say, like hurry up. And it's crazy because she talks for maybe 5 seconds before they have to like pounce on her. And now that she
Mel does meander, we're not going
to, like,
we're not,
but like, now and a, now that she got a takeoff, like now it's almost like I almost feel like it undermined her confidence so much. I don't want to jump ahead right now, but like my one thought now is that I think this might have been that straw that breaks the camel's back, where I think this might be her echo of like, yeah, it's time for me to leave the podcast. Wait, and I think there's some validity to her leaving.
I got a question for you guys right now. So is Joe wrong for putting this out?
No.
You don't think he's wrong?
Partially, I would. That's actually a good take. And in retrospect, when you do know that you have... Yeah, that's funny. I like that you said that.
He asked her and she apparently said yes. But two... We gotta find out where we're trying to be at on this censorship shit. Because mad JBP fans be like, yo, what's up with these bleeps? I paid for Patreon. Stop bleeping shit.
Funny thing is, I actually like the bleeps. Bleeps give you that false imagination sometimes. Are y'all a fan of the bleeps?
I don't mind. I don't mind the bleeps. But this is, I know mad people have been saying, we don't like bleeps. There are no bleeps. So you're the one time
you're scared of it.
The last few weeks you don't get a bleep. Yeah.
Last few weeks you didn't put bleeps in.
That's what they've been doing. They've been, hey, I'm going to talk about this person, and this person reacts. And most of the time, it's been pretty negative, and they have to deal with that reaction. So, and then I just want to get back to Merle's point real quick of, like, should Cameron have responded the way he's supposed to respond? Once again, you can't tell a person how to respond. But how about this? You said it is what it is. It's blowing up, right? Mm-hmm. Let's just be business people. How about that? You know what I'm saying? Clout is one thing. Clout will get us bread, possibly, but it also is going to put our character out to these people so everyone knows exactly who Cameron is now. Like, and like I said, if this had got past Black culture to, like, y'all see how Matt Rife is getting killed. Matt Rife is getting destroyed.
Shit, fuck Matt Rife. Diddy just lost, like, 13 businesses just ruined.
But look, Diddy's actually probably done some terrible-ass shit. Matt Rife has done some in the grave bad shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you talked about
that.
If that, like, he's had some bad jokes, but
yeah,
essentially
not bad jokes. It's crazy.
I mean, it's been terrible jokes, but like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't want to, you should think about the business first. Your first take on the whole situation, that was your best one. That shit was hella mature. I was like, damn, I ain't hear this big bag boogeyman y'all keep talking about on camera. This man's over here.
Oh,
yeah, chilling. Cool.
I mean, like, if we're going to talk about the business, like, they, like, let's not pretend like Joe plays the algorithm game. And it's kind of one of the reasons we always tell him, like, we always coin the COE thing. Because, like you say all the time, Joe Budden's name will make news. Like, other outlets are reporting on Joe Budden's take to Meg Thee Stallion and shit. So, like, every time, like, him even mentioning Cameron, I almost feel like Cameron knew. Like, and Cameron's response, he was like, I don't play these clout chasing games. It's like, you in a different game, bro. Like, let's stop shaming. Like, let's stop shaming this algorithm game. Like, yes, you are, bro. Like, and so is Joe. Joe even said, like, yo, I'd come in here and dictate. While that sounded cool, let's be honest. You come in and you aim down at people, and it's great content. I love the hate. I respect it. But I'm also wondering now, like, with the same thing that's kind of giving you success, you kind of have to take what comes with it. And I think, like, I don't think anyone was looking. I think the fans were so divided on the stance that Melissa said and Cameron's response to it that now they're kind of evaluating, like, damn, get Melissa off the pod. Like, even people that are defending her are saying, like, bro, it's time for her to leave. And today, actually, on her Instagram story, she posted a story that said, like, ask a woman what it's like to work with a room full of men. And a man responded, that was pretty much the answer. Meaning, like, I can't even get my opinion off because men are going to always overtalk me. And I think everyone has seen that, like, even the defenders of her. So I'm almost of this belief that, damn, with all these threats, did Cameron really run Melissa Ford off the podcast at this point? My bad to ramble, but, like, at the end of this pod, this latest one, you know, they're doing the drops at the end of the pod, like New Ice and Ish, and they just say flip, 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 and then Joe's just like, and only flip. And they just have this, like, you know, this inside look at each other, like it's some, you know, secret laugh, like secret thing. And then when you compound that with everything that happened, plus the sentiment, like, these guys aren't stupid, bro. They read all the comments. They read Reddit, they read Twitter, they read all of it. They are very receptive to the feedback. So, yeah. I don't know. I think Cameron got her out of here, sadly.
I hope not, bro. I fuck with Mel, man. I mean, like,
I did too.
It's crazy because on the last episode, the last one, not the Patreon one, she was he was talking about a Mel and Ish show or Mission Mel show, and she was super down for that. So hopefully, like, she could stay in the universe. Like, there's no reason why you need to leave. You know what I'm saying? Unless you just really, it is a Joe Budden universe. They call it to themselves.
Yeah.
Like, Because it spreads out, bro. There's so many, you know, like, what? Extra pods.
The GBU.
Bro,
I want to shoot back on that Mel joint a little bit, because we're not going to sit up here and make it seem like, especially, you know, fellow stands, y'all right now. She kind of made it a little difficult for one of the podcasters up there for a while, you know, especially insinuating that there was a thing going on, which by default, no, we're not going to do that. I know. We can bring it right back up, because once again, like I said, that shit was crazy. That shit was wild. No, you cannot be, you know, like I said, you can't have a significant other, you know, post it up and tagged on your dog's joint, like, yo, that's stepdaddy right there. Like, stop it, Joe. Like, that's crazy. That was
mind you, the entire cast was the one that was pushing this narrative.
Once again, like I said, like we discussed that day.
You sound just like them, between... bro. All right?
Like, it's so crazy, because the entire cast, like, Melissa was showing her feet on, like, her first appearance, and, like they're chilling, they go ask Ish what he thinks about her feet. And he's like, no, them shit's high. Like, a lot of the, like, the whole, this was a running joke where, like, yo, you just gonna call someone master joke, in front of Ish. Like, they made this thing. And as soon as she starts to, like, jump in on it, it becomes like a, whoa, you crossed the line. And again, I almost feel like this was them trying to push the algorithm game.
And I mean, like I said, and I hate to be that guy. Did we ever see Joe or anybody from the pod tag, like, you know, do some type of insinuation shit like that?
You're saying you didn't like what she did, but I'm saying the essence of this narrative was graded and pushed from Joe Budden and Ice. Let's not even push away from that. But no, the only thing I want to get at now is, like, I think if you're talking about, like, the whole Joe Budden lore, all these other people have been like Mandy B just commented on the Melissa Ford thing and kind of took the stance of, like, you know, it was weird of Melissa to even make that insinuation, which I think is weird of Mandy, because y'all listen to Horrible Decisions. This is all about sex work and shit. What are you talking about? Why are you?
It's so crazy. Why would you say that? I'm glad I didn't watch that video.
Oh my God. She was tweeting or whatever, and I thought it was weird. But this, I think it's also like credence to, unfortunately, as successful as Joe Budden is, especially with this podcast, like, I don't think women are meant to be on that podcast.
Yo, all right. No.
No, I don't think women should be permanent co-hosts. Like, I think you have great moments. Like, when Melissa Ford was on those guest episodes, it was great and it was amazing. And I actually like her as a pod member. Mm-hmm. I like her. But you've had Marissa, you've had Karen Civil, and I can't remember the other girl's name on the podcast. You had Olivia Dope and Mandy B. And, like, you had at least six girls.
Mustang.
Yeah, a couple. I mean, I'm just saying the girls that had their show that were, like, permanent guests that are all gone.
Shout out to Mustang, like, by the way.
But I know you would shout out Mustang, you nasty. It's like that. She fucking following this.
I wish she would follow us. Fly out to Texas quick. All right, go ahead.
I think it's over for women on that pod, like, as permanent goals. I think six times the charm. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, it's enough. Like, let her go. I think she'll be successful. I think she gained a lot of notoriety from this too. Kind of had a good resurgence popularity, but yeah, let her go. I don't know.
Well, I mean, real quick before we leave this, I mean, can you see Mel doing another? I'm sorry, I'm heavy stand shit.
Bad. A lot of Joe shit.
Yeah, sorry, we were off last week, so I mean, this is what you get. I mean, could we see Mel? Like, is there any? I mean, can you see Mel joining some type of pod, or is there any pod out there that Mel would be the missing fit for? Are we talking about an all female pod? Are we talking about a?
She ain't built for that, bro.
I think she is. Because
it's gonna the numbers are gonna be. It's the same shit with the Royer Mall situation.
That shit quick.
Like,
it's gonna have that. What was it? Horrible Decisions, or what's the thing is?
Yeah, like, you got just like a stink on it, bro. Like, everyone's gonna be looking at your views and be like, damn, you went from the top dog to 25K per episode. Like,
yeah,
it's just
there's something to be said about podcast breakup people. Like, the only time those podcast breakups get views is when they mention that breakup. Like, even what's it called? Figmunity World. The only time their views spike is when they try to shit on Adam. Like, Rory and Maul, like, a lot of times their shit spikes when they talk about Joe. Like, I don't know, but they all play in the same game. But yeah. Shout out to Melissa Ford.
Abdul, take another deep breath because you're about to speak again. Tell us about this 50 Cent and this Rick Ross deal.
I'll be quick, I promise. So Rick Ross dropped an album with Meek Mill. I don't know if y'all listened to it. It was okay.
Kobe, you know, Shaq?
Lukewarm type of thing. Yeah, it was a okay album, whatever. Anyways, what he usually does, he including the last point. Album and the album before this, is that every time he's on an interview, he tends to mention 50 Cent in some type of way. So, like, the last time his album came out, he was talking about how, like, yeah, I like the BMF show, but I know, you know, 50 only gets paid, like, I wouldn't say like 15K or 50K a season, something like that. Something he doesn't know anything about it, but he just had to take the shot to say, I'll buy it off of him, honestly. You know, 50 probably needs the money, probably needs the work. So anytime Ross's album is coming out, anytime his album is coming out, he's playing the same algorithm game that we just talked about, right? But I think maybe podcasts and music is different, because what I've been noticing is that Ross going at 50, every time he mentions them, where 50 is just silent about the matter, a lot of people are receiving Ross as like, hey man, is this album time? Clearly it is again. And what happened was Ross album dropped, sold 37K, 50 Cent came out with a post and said after that response and said, hey, okay, 37K, huh? Was it worth talking about me? Yada, yada. And now Ross comes back with, hey, I'll buy all of G-Unit's catalog for $2 million. The second thing that happened was that when Charlamagne and Andrew Scholes were talking about 50 Cent being a diabolical genius for like telling Diddy that his other sponsors are going to pull out, Ross, once again, unprecedented, jumped in, commented on the video and said, you're not diabolical for doing that. You know what's diabolical? Getting money. So what I'm saying is Ross takes every shot to get at 50. But what I'm noticing is that the internet is receiving Ross as like, hey, we know what you're trying to do. It's coming off as clout chasing. Your shit flopped and we see through the games right now. Now,
y'all this know the internet or this you?
Y'all know where I stand with this. I'm going to pass the ball.
I didn't see those comments.
I
was like, damn, $2 million? They're like, $2 million for the catalog?
You know what I saw? I know what you're doing. I know what you're trying to do right now. What I saw was that they were like, compare Tony Yayo's highest album sales to Ross. And Tony Yayo is outselling Ross. Like, there's no world where you even have the, like the nerve or the audacity to say I can buy your shit. It's almost negating the value. If you really want to compare G Unit's value to fucking you, Wale, and Meek Mill and shit like that. And what's crazy
no
is
Wale
like,
slander.
You
got no Wale slander.
Don't do this.
I'm not
man.
Slandering them. But if you're gonna compare them, like this again, this is a response. This ain't 50 and G Unit taking no shots. The thing is the internet responding, because a lot of people, what I've been seeing is like, hey, Ross ain't touring. He ain't doing these million-dollar tours that 50 is doing. Can we be honest right now? Like,
oh,
Ross got
on,
good.
Bro.
Ross got good
tour.
Albums. I think Ross is
tour.
Ross.
Did you come yet? No. Jesus, man. Like,
he did. He came once. He's trying to come again.
You ruined your man.
You ruined
my last tour.
I thought y'all trying to troll me. My bad. Y'all trying to troll me.
Don't ruin my last tour.
Don't ruin his nut. Let him get another one real quick. Look at him.
Final lap tour for the Get Rich Not Trying. But I'm going to shut up, man. I'm trying to give the ball back.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You're pulling all ISO. This nigga pulling the Kobe right now. ISO. ISO.
I'm trying to pass. At what
point? At what point? There you go.
I fuck with Ross, but this is clout chasing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What you just mentioned, I literally just saw a TikTok on what someone's interviewing Rick Ross, and someone was like, yo, you mentioned 50's name. I didn't mention 50 Cent at all, but she did.
I seen it.
So I literally saw the video. I was like, so yeah, you know what he's doing, but it's like, he's going about it the wrong way. But I do love Rick Ross. I love his music, but like, he is clutch chasing. It's just not working for him.
How is he supposed to react to a nigga that he hates? Is he not supposed to hate forever?
He hates this nigga. Like, I don't think y'all fully understand what, like, and I'm not going to out everything, but if you know, you know. Like, 50 did some fucked up shit to this nigga.
And it's all in response, by the way. All in a response.
Nah, look at A.O. Look at this nigga got the cape on.
I'm probably the worst person to say this.
There we go.
Like, what? Ross admits, everyone admits that Ross started the beef. Ross said that 50 looked at me weird at an award show. That's how this shit started. And then it kicked off from there, where 50 said, I'm ready to ruin your life. And 50 went and took his kid or took Ross's kids to Floyd Mayweather's house, made a sex tape of his baby mom's.
Yo, we weren't supposed to go in depth, nigga. Damn.
All I'm saying is, I understand why Ross hates him, but you started this and you will not miss a chance.
Hey, you see that tape?
You acting like
50
probably didn't look at him weird, though. That's my thing.
Did you see that tape, though? I know you saw that tape.
I did.
I saw that tape too. It was alright.
Come on, son. It was alright. Yeah, show on the
that
couch.
That John was 80s style, if you know what I mean.
So I didn't watch it. Nobody else watched it, son. This was
50.
This is 50.com. Let's go, Ryan. That was a crazy three.
That was a nasty three. He was like, oh,
yeah. I think the other thing is like people are looking at 50 as being a lot louder in his silence than like even jumping into the antics this time. Like 50 is out here touring, $1 million tour, whatever. But just like Jay-Z, sometimes you kind of look at all of his stats and his successes instead of being like, I need to sell an album. Like, I'm not playing the game you playing no more. You still trying to sell music. I'm off of that shit. Like, it is what it is. And no one thinks 50 is slouching for money or any type of thing. So for you to insinuate that when one, I'll say another thing. Your catalog is not fucking with G-Unit.
He's just nutted
again. We're really be honest.
I don't know about that. I don't know
about that. He again.
We can't get greedy, man.
Relax.
You might as well just say you don't like Rick Ross.
Yeah.
I like Rick Ross.
Rick Ross catalog.
You sure? I mean, all right. But you know who's on my wall?
Looking up and saying that is crazy.
Looking down at you like, hold it down.
You want someone else get shot 9 times, son?
Looking down and saying, hold it down is crazy.
Real quick. I'm drinking right now.
Oh, my God. All right, that was nasty. I think you planned that.
Since
you are a fellow 50 stan, I mean, real quick, I mean, hypothetically, what do you think that catalog is worth, G-Unit catalog is worth, with everything going on with everybody?
I think G-Unit's catalog could go for like 50 to 100 million, personally. If Wayne sold his for like 100 alone.
I think he looked well, by the way, but okay. That's
I would say 50 to 100 million, like within that G-Unit. And I wouldn't include 50 in that. 50
so
might go.
Not G-50 in that.
Yeah, I would just say that. Like just G-Unit. I'm talking about like Game, Young Buck, Tony Yayo. Like, yeah, I'm Lloyd Banks. Like, I think it's worth. And it's because, I mean, you comparing his first album. A lot of people compare 50's like first 2-3 albums.
Didn't
think of
anything
catalog.
Off. He just compared Lil Wayne's catalog to fucking G Unit. The niggas that you just added in the set in a lot. What?
I mean, it's what? Fair. Because everyone said Lil Wayne lowballed himself. People thought that wasn't worth. They thought it was worth a lot more than 100 million.
Yes, and that's what he did. He set the market. You ain't getting 50 or 100 for that bullshit.
100 million. Whoa, no, I think other people got awards. They get awards.
Ain't no
Ross,
way,
he's just trying to hate right
ain't
now.
No,
you're trying to do. Don't do this.
I'm
again.
Just saying. White people listen to Lil Wayne. That's all I know. That's their favorite.
Listen to 50 Cent.
Yeah,
that's
their
favorite rapper though. That's their favorite rapper though.
50 is touring in fucking Australia, New Zealand. Like,
yeah,
they don't know who Wayne
is
out there.
The final tour.
You're
trying to get a third. All right, trying to get a third one.
Yeah. Oh no, I think he got there. You don't see that grin? He's getting them all.
They don't know Wayne in India. Don't know that.
Oh shit.
I'm not even bigging this on Wayne. It's not about Wayne. It's about Ross. All right, it's about Ross to 50 right now. Ross is not in the same stratosphere, in my opinion. I definitely think Ross has had like a successful music career, and I think no one would look at you crazy if you just kept it to that. But the fact that you got to throw 50 in the limbo, it's like this algorithm thing you're trying to work right now, I think it's outdated. I think we've just seen it for too long. Like, artists that try to beef with each other. So,
we're literally talking about this, man.
No, that's what
this would not be
working.
A topic.
And I know it has in the past, but the reaction to it is what it is, because everyone's looking at it as like you undersold, you underperformed. And this is Rick Ross and Meek Mill. Like, this, that's another thing that should be taken in consideration. Like, if Kanye and Jay-Z sold an album together, that's going to do numbers, right?
Don't let
like Rick Ross and Meek is that. Like, but Rick Ross and Meek Mill, I'm saying,
we're not going to let you get that off. That's a crazy minimum,
Rick Ross and Meek Mill should have at least put out 50 to 60. 37 is fairly low for Rick Ross and Meek Mill.
That I'll give you. Like, I'll give you that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying they're of that caliber. I'm saying when you take two pretty big stars that release a duo album, like, that's kind of the reason you're doing that is because you know you're selling to, like, you're almost casting a wider net to, like, a bigger fan base. Like, some people only listen to Meek Mill, probably don't listen to Ross. Like, there might be crossover, but generally speaking, you'll probably have a slightly different fan base.
Bro, it's just marketing. Know. In this day and age, it's just marketing. If I don't see your album, that means they didn't market that shit. They said it's a mixtape. I believe them.
All right. Yeah, well, market it better, guys. Use someone else's name.
Shit.
See what numbers it
brings
you back.
Yeah, throw that little sax up.
See what numbers it brings you back, son.
Market
this
it
G-Unit
better.
Until I die, son. What you talking about out here? All right, I'm done. I'm done. Jesus, I didn't know we were going to go.
You were going to go, sir. What are you talking about?
Yeah, dude. You know how Roy is.
You know how Roy is. That's nasty.
All right, moving on to movie and TV. So Will Smith and Michael B. Jordan are coming out with a film, and it's a sequel to I Am Legend. And they're using the alternate DVD extended version of I Am Legend, which is where Will Smith actually survives his legendary, you know, suicide run with the zombies and in his house.
Vampires, I thought.
It's zombies and the well, zombie vampires and the
Zompire. The Zompires.
There you go.
Zompires.
in the movie. My thing is, I've read the book. You know, got it right here. You can see.
Stop
the,
acting like you better than this. Stop doing that.
I read.
I hate when he does this.
Oh my god,
this nigga got proof. You ain't better than that. Stop it.
I'm sorry.
I read.
I'm so sorry. I'm better than you. 2024, new you. So I'm thinking of a book.
I got
the poster up there. I'm a fan of the series. The book ends with this nigga dying as well. So I don't know what possible story they're going to bring in this. This is going to be a whole new original story. And I'm so excited for it. So I can't wait for it to come out. It's going to be so fucking dope.
That is nasty. That was so nasty.
It's going to be so amazing, bro.
That was so nasty.
I love
nasty.
Will Smith and Michael B. Jordan. I'm so excited to see what they're going to do. Like little B. Jordan, you know, the kid. All right.
Turn down the smile a little bit more.
I'm not excited for this shit. I'm not excited for this shit, son.
No, I'm not, nigga, because we talked about already, dog. He died in that fucking explosion.
I don't care.
That's it.
I don't care.
It should not be a part two.
That's the theatrical release that everyone saw, too. Let he die.
I don't care. This movie is so fucking different from this damn book. It don't even make sense. Like, you've read Game of Thrones. You know how different it is from the show.
Yeah. Completely.
We go with this reading shit. He's so much better than us. God.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest, man. I think I don't want to be the guy to say it. I don't think it's that much of a crazy take, but Will Smith's star is kind of dwindling in a lot of ways. Like, even though he did win that Oscar for the King Richard movie, I love Will Smith, man. I think there's two things. Like, I think he kind of lost, like, the public appeal from that Chris Rock slap thing. It's been hard, but even before that, his movies were not hitting. Like, if we're going to be really honest, like, you know, he had some that were decent, like, Focus I thought was okay, or, like, was it that orc movie or some shit on Netflix that was okay, but it was received really
badly. Suicide Squad
was terrible. Gemini Man was terrible. Like, After Earth was terrible. Like, you had a lot of just like failures, and not to mention, like, we beat this topic into the ground where when you try to like win off nostalgia, and you've seen Will Smith like re-release fucking Bad Boys 3, wasn't that great. What's it called? Men in Black, like 4 or some shit, wasn't that great.
Which one?
What, Men in Black? No, or
I'm trying to figure out what
Bad Boys.
Bad Boys 3 wasn't that bad.
I thought it was pretty bad. That was awful.
I'm trying to figure out what the fuck you're talking about.
But then now you're going to your other, like, one of your, probably your biggest movie. I would say probably one of your best movies, if not the best movie, I Am Legend. And you're trying to make a sequel out of it and trying to, like, I don't know, rewrite the ending of the last one that came out. Like, I don't think it's going to work. And I also don't think people will receive Michael B. Jordan as the actor that can carry that movie that well by himself.
Yeah, that's right. They need each other. This is the same thing when a very established rapper gets one of these little ass rappers to be on a feature with them. It's like, I need to appeal to another modern audience. That's what they're doing.
That's a good analogy right there. Yeah. Look at him.
Use any names? He just said what it was.
That's hella shit.
I think Will Smith is in a position now where you've had a lot of success. You're not going to peak like you once did. I almost think it's probably better for him to take a backseat, period. Like, be like the Jordan Peele of movies type of shit. Like, kind of like, you know, the new Fresh Prince show that's on Peacock? Yeah. Like, he has involvement in that where, like, you're kind of in the background, but don't be in no more movies, bro.
I'm about to say, you not see this man on BET this week?
Yeah.
Man, looks great.
Oh, yeah, his performance.
He's still got it.
Yeah, it's still got it. I'm Will Smith. Like, I've been made a mockery. You're still going to see me. Like,
you still going to see me. I'm on a stage.
I've been made a mockery. Shut up, nigga.
Being banned off another stage. Like, Come on, bro. Like, this man is gonna be. I still
love Will Smith. No hate here. So yeah, just saying that too.
Nah, but look, we are getting an original story. Y'all niggas should be happy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Y'all keep asking for original stories. We got one. So
it's original as it gets, nigga. This is more original as it gets. They killed him and said, "Fuck it, bring him back. Fuck it."
Exactly. So let's call that what it is. It's a cash grab and marked as a original story. Yeah. It's like, it's original story because it's made up completely in the sense that it never happened, but let's see what we can try to pull off. Bad Boys 3 was original, but shit ended, right? It's kind of crazy. There is some instances, I won't lie, will be better. If they rewrote Game of Thrones ending, fuck it. I'd say shit. But I don't know if I believe in Will Smith's ability anymore to like put out like a AAA movie, or maybe it's not even him, or just how the movies are written, like Gemini Man, shit like that, where I God wanted awful. To believe in it, it just didn't hit. Like, and Michael B. Jordan too is not the guy, so it's
no.
I have pretty low expectations in this movie.
My expectations are literally in the middle, bro. It as long as it does not shit on the first movie. The first movie is literally like one of my favorite fucking movies, bro. Like you see the poster up there. So as long as it does like justice,
y'all niggas in the really poster these episodes.
I'm saying, son. You see, looking down when he's on I Am Legend, we are a legend, baby.
Yo, looking down when you saying you're a legend, we are legends. Crazy.
It is. I would say it's probably his top one movie. I would say that. That's almost hurts the movie when you try to make a shit sequel. Son,
hey, that's a fact.
Imagine reading the book and being like, nigga, this what is like this is completely different.
Yo, he gonna keep trying to make sure that he left.
I'm literally on the like y'all watch the movie and be like, this is such a good movie. And like read the book and be like, it's kind of a shit movie now, huh? But still a good movie, whatever. But let's say I know all three of you guys will be in the movies watching this, and you're gonna be so excited.
I'm waiting for it. Y'all are lying. Maybe not DeAndre, but I don't think Merle the Road is going to theaters.
I'm out with it. You bugging.
Mm-hmm. Treat yourself.
I'll watch that joint. Yeah.
I'll watch it. If it was like an HBO Max instant release or Netflix.
That's nasty. Don't do that. Stop it. No. We're not doing that.
I'll tune in Friday night.
Don't do that.
At home.
Long expense. That's wicked.
All right. Moving on to gaming news.
Whoa. We just gonna skip over Kung Fu Panda 4?
Where did
I put that on the docket?
You must put it on the wrong docket,
Aquafina's casting, man. Gotta love it.
Is it the original cast? What's going on?
I was actually about to ask that, in the midst of it, I was going to see if anybody did any due diligence, because I didn't, but I didn't see any tigress, any grass. Next topic.
I really thought he had something to say. I was like, all right. He stopped you.
It's number four. It's good. It's going to be great. Who's going to turn his new use?
Fucking bad, eh? Like, hold on. He hates you.
Are we just going to skip over the movie? I don't know anything about
it. Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Oh, man.
All right, so GTA 6, goddamn it. GTA finally got a trailer and a release year for GTA 6. I'm very mid tier. I don't feel any, like, I don't know. It's cool that it came out. I'm going to play it, but I'm not hyped to play this game. Like, GTA is fun. It's like GTA Online is even more fun, you know? I'm not playing that shit because they took my fucking money away. But, you know, I see people make their own fucking live service version of GTA Online. So I'm not really excited for GTA 6, but I'm going to play it nonetheless. But are you guys really excited? Like, are you trying to, like, what?
Look.
Come on.
Because I was the exact same way until I was on Twitter. And then I kept seeing video and I was like, yeah, what is this? And I'm like, yo, I thought this was real life. This is a fucking video game.
Yeah, so they
talk about it. I was like, yo, this girl's twerking that shit. This is fucking GTA. I'm like, you know what? And then I'm a Heat fan, so I also got a bunch of Miami in my feed. So like,
that's nasty.
Mad Miami people are like, yo, that's right down the block.
That's right down the block.
I know the exact location, bro. I need to go get some sort of Mexican dish from the food truck. I'm like, oh, okay.
Is Rick Ross in the game?
No, but they got I forgot the dreads.
No, it'll be cool.
They got Kodak Flack in there.
You know, yeah,
Kodak Black.
They got those dreads.
Yeah, they did.
I think that shit looks actually like we're looks saying, that jiggle motion. That all shit looks amazing. That jiggle motion. I was ready to go.
The white boy, or I guess maybe the Hispanic man, the dude with the Joker joint and the tattoo. It's
Hispanic man. That is a white man, sir.
I don't know. I don't want to assume.
But he's not the only person. So there's a couple of different people that are saying that you stole my likeness and put me in the damn game. He's not the only
one. You suing? He's trying to get like 2 mil off of
it. But nigga, his whole personality is based off the Joker. So it's like, yo, you're not original, sir. Shut the, like, absolutely shut
up. To be honest with you, I'm not defending them, but GTA does rip off everything.
Like, that whole city's fabricated, bro. It's not Miami, it's Miami, you know?
Yeah, they'll add like an extra letter and shit like that to whatever Doritas. It'll be something completely. It's so funny how they like parody everything type of shit. But nah, man, GTA 6 looks excellent. I think I saw that graph today where it was like GTA 1 to GTA 5 was within a 12-year span, and GTA 5 to GTA 6 also took like what 12 years, 10 years, something like that, to release. And it's three console generations: PS3, PS4, PS5. Now, like, it's finally releasing, and I think they're going to maximize this shit. They were saying how this game is supposed to come out on like the PS5 Pro dev kits it's releasing with. So that means like you can probably drive next to every type of vehicle. You could probably enter every type of building like imaginable.
I
think the scale of this game is going to be ridiculous because Rockstar themselves have proven themselves with GTA 5, but people forget Red Dead Redemption 2 and 1 that released, which was also a very next level game on terms of just scale. Facts. But to add on to that, to actually tell a good narrative, like GTA Vice City, San Andreas, GTA 4 is one of the best stories ever. GTA 5, I actually love the story as well.
Are you more excited for the story or just like gameplay and visuals for
both? I think they'll finally enhance the gunplay. The gunplay to me was always like okay.
It was groundbreaking, but 5 is really good.
It was cool.
I'm about to say, you're tweaking.
It was cool. It wasn't bad. It was just like, obviously, when you play other third-person games, you're like, you see more like intuitive, like third-person controls and things like that. I also want them to like enhance the driving. Like,
I knew you were going to bring that up. They're spending so much time. I think their driving is way better than any other maybe drive. Like, it's on par with other driving games, like actual driving.
I don't know, it's not too
many Fast Too Furious movies. And
if you play like the Forza Horizon games, like open world driving games, Gran Turismo is excellent, but Gran Turismo, I'm expecting that. At least let it be like, give you the option of like manual transmission, like make it, because you do drive and you do race and you do a lot of things in cars. So I think that's another angle they could enhance. But I'm excited. And then also, this is the first GTA with the female led character. I'm curious what they're going to pull off with this one. Like, this is 12 years in the making. They're not going to miss. And I wouldn't also be surprised if this shit is like $100.
So. Which I'm paying that. I'll pay for that. I would buy the luxury edition of Grand Theft Auto, because like, this is something like they don't be coming out for years. Like, when The Witcher 4 comes out or whatever it's called, I'm buying the luxe version. Like, I want quality. It's gonna be quality.
I know once this drops, I'm literally not going to a strip club ever again, because it's gonna be, you know, I could just go to the game.
So GTA Online is shutting those servers down, or what do you know what that's gonna be about?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I would hope so.
What?
I don't know. If it's still on the current consoles, then
There's no way they could turn it off.
Yeah, and they could always do RP servers too, because RP servers probably won't ever go away.
Yeah,
that's
I don't see them shutting that down. GTA 5 had, I have never seen that much popularity on any game. What? So
you remember we tried to play it and that shit just kept fucking crashing because everyone was trying to play and the servers were trash.
GTA Online in itself, like, I think it started in GTA 4, and the way they switched it up in GTA 5 was something completely different.
I'm gonna bring this up later, but I'm bringing it up now. But like, another game won like best multiplayer of the year, and I was like, that should have been GTA Online, son. Like, it's going crazy still. It's still going crazy. Like, Destiny 2 be winning shit. I was like, son, GTA Online, like, I still see shit about that all the time. It's crazy.
Yeah. Old rumors playing that shit. Shout out to GTA. Yeah. You will get the $100 from me.
Shout out to Rockstar. keep dropping quality. So next thing on gaming was like the Game Awards happened. And I know Abdul was very upset because, you know, his game didn't win Game of the Year. But Royce did. Roy's Game of the Year did win Game of the Year. Royce actually played Baldur's Gate 3. So, Roy, are you surprised by this? Are you happy by this?
No, we already talked about it. I've been telling y'all all year. I'm just saying. I see y'all on here crying that Spider-Man didn't win an award or something. I'm like,
oh, that shit.
That
was me. I was crying.
I already knew, man. Like I said, game is fantastic. The visuals are great. The voice acting's great. Story's great. The plot choices and the dynamics involved with that are insane. Like, absolute. Just like I said, every single little thing you're doing can fuck something up. Gameplay is the only questionable thing. Like, you're either going to play RTS games or you're going to be like, I'm not playing this bullshit. Mm-hmm. That's basically it.
Yeah.
Me, once I got used to it, it's fine. I like strategy games anyways, so I just had to get used to rolling the dice and learning the whole combat system, because that shit is just interesting. Because it's not about just, you know, shoot this person. It's about, okay, push this over here to this fall, so this knocks this person over and then it does this much damage or whatever the fuck. So,
how long are battles?
Way more complicated. Battles can take a minute, because it's like, depending on the outcome you're trying to get, like certain battles, like I ain't trying to have a certain NPC die, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So and other times I'm like, fuck it, like I'm just gonna roll with it, you know what I'm saying? Whatever happens. So 20-30 minutes later, old boy accidentally died, fuck it, I guess I just lost this whole line of missions now, like there's just
true,
it's gone.
Man, I don't know, man. Only thing I'm saying is, like, I said it before the Game Awards happened. I knew Spider-Man was probably going to lose to Baldur's Gate 3 for Game of the Year, but I did expect it to win at least one category, like, because it was also nominated for almost everything. Like, I think it was nominated for, like, 7 or 8 awards, and I'm like...
7.
I was really, like, there was a couple moments where I paused playing Spider-Man. Like, we waited till midnight for this shit to come on, man. Like, you remember you were waiting in front of your PlayStation to, like, boot this game up, and you're watching, like, switching over from characters to characters. So, compared to Baldur's Gate, I have been seeing that narrative where it's, like, they're two different complete games. Like, people were so hurt about Spider-Man, including me, but people were showing, like, videos of, like, they really gave Baldur's Gate this, like, strategy click-clack game over you swinging through the city fighting Sandman and shit, right? I'm like, you can't compare Mortal Kombat to, like, Destiny. Like, they're not the same game. Like, it's not really a comparable thing. So I understood it. I wasn't mad at it. I was just disappointed that, like, every time it got, like, nominated for, like, best narrative or best voice actor or something, I'm like, come on, I gotta get that. I gotta get that.
That's tough. Those are tough categories.
Yeah, those but then and then we have Baldur's Gate Sweet, but then I think best narrative went to Alan Wake 2. And I'm like, I gotta buy that game now. Like, damn, like that game gotta be good. That shit just came out like a month ago, and I'm like, what the? All right, damn, like this shit better be good then.
I
mean,
those games are literally just straight narrative driven, so I can see that.
I like those type of games, so I'm not too hurt. I was disappointed they didn't win one, but yeah, game of the year. I could objectively say, just based on the discourse around Baldur's Gate and how everyone kept talking about it, I'm like, it's definitely going to lose.
So we're going to talk about multiplayer game of the year?
We are, but okay, one thing is that your game won game of the year. Your game was nominated. My game didn't get nominated. I'm going to say Star Wars Jedi Survivor.
Oh, God.
Amazing game. Amazing game. I feel like it was snubbed for fucking Resident Evil 4 remake, and like it should definitely been nominated. It should have definitely been nominated. Just saying that. Great game.
I think it could be nominated, but I wasn't, I don't know, like what
it wasn't going to win over Baldur's Gate 3, but I was like nominated.
How about this? Did you ever beat it, Abdul?
Yeah, I beat Star Wars. Okay. I did. Okay. I was telling DeAndre where I was like, I had indifferent opinions about it. I'm like, I liked portions of it. I definitely think it kind of fell off midway through the game, but it was still excellent. Like, it enhanced everything from the first game. I just think the categories it would have went against the other games, like a Final Fantasy 16, Spider-Man, and like Baldur's Gate and everything. I'm like, I don't see people voting Star Wars over that. And you have to remember when Star Wars released, like it was bashed because it had such bad performance issues and shit. So that does kind of take in consideration. And not to speak too much, but the biggest turnaround was Cyberpunk winning something when that game was halted as the shittiest game ever.
But
that is cool. Like, developers should be able to improve their games over time.
Yeah.
And my only thing is, should it be rewarded for improving your game over time?
I think, like, absolutely.
DLC, your entire DLC won in a category. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. Keep shooting. Impressive. I like that.
I literally just watched a GameSpot documentary about, like, them releasing the DLC and, like, talking about, like, how bad it was. Like, they seemed, like, genuinely like, yo, we are so sorry. Like, we're going to make it up to you. And they did. That was great. I got back on the game, played it. I'm not going to, like, really get into it too much. I want to spoil it. But I think if you haven't played it, you definitely should. You should, like, this,
now it's never been on my list. I love an RPG. Or
I think you love character. It too. I think you love it. It's really game.
Yeah, I mean, it has a play style for everybody. Stealth, like combat, like you wanna do whatever you want. Like, I'm like 3-4 hours into the game, but when I was playing it was broken. And now the fact that I can get back on it, I'm like, damn, I got other games.
It's the best time to play
but
right now.
Whatever. Shout out to Cyberpunk winning. It was still a Still an L for us.
Dust off that PS5.
Insomniac boys. We were hurt. We were hurt about that. So
there was another game that I want to talk about that won a category. I don't know if you guys have anything, any categories you want to go over. I think Blair said best multiplayer too. Did you say that right?
Yeah.
What was
Baldur's
that?
Gate 3,
yeah.
Man.
What won best multiplayer?
Yeah, what was that? Yeah, I just want to make sure y'all.
He's lining up. This nigga running point guard is hilarious.
Best Baldur's Gate 3, man.
So crazy. I was talking to my coworker about it. He's like, yeah, they won best multiplayer. I was like, yo, I'm like, it's so crazy because I have yet to play multiplayer in this game yet. But I hear it's fine, so.
But, that's not even fair, son. I don't get it. I mean, I've seen, like, I think the Last of Us Part 2 was the most, like, polarizing game ever created. So, like, even fans of it were winning, like, crying about how much they didn't like it. But that game won the most amount of Game of the Year awards, like, best narrative, most innovation, all that type of shit. But that was also, like, the last time I saw, like, a complete sweep of the game awards where you're like, oh, shit. Like, even I'm surprised, Heike. But that's here nor there. I think when there's a fan favorite, can't fight it.
My other game didn't win either. For best action game with the Armored Core 6, and I really wanted Remnant 2 to win that shit. So, you haven't played?
That's so
did it get nominated?
Remnant 2 did get nominated, yes. Yeah.
Hey, shout out to them, though. Yeah, they got nominated. I heard, like, after we finished it, that was the game everybody was going to next. Or, like,
Armored Core,
yeah. But to hop on Armored Core 6, and I'm like, I'm on Reddit, like, let me go look at the videos, and I'm like, nah, dog. Like, I like my mech games back in the day, but I'm not about to hop in no mech. It's
not. I hope the Game Awards stay. I like the entire thing of it. I actually do. I don't give a fuck about the Grammys or Oscars, but this shit is fun. Yeah, man. It was back to back announcements. You saw the Blade trailer. You saw you just saw like back to back new things coming out. So you're kind of like the new Hideo Kojima game coming out on Xbox. I was like, oh shit, like we have the God of War DLC for free release. Like, and it was quick. Ain't no, like, you know, like 10-minute banter. This shit was to the point. Like, hey, this game won. All right, these are the nominees. All right, we done. All right, here's a trailer. Like, it was no time wasted. So,
one thing I do want to fucking fight back on was it was best adaption, and The Last of Us won. I just deserves it.
That nigga said that went quick.
Just don't agree.
Just did anything.
The Super Mario Brothers movie is in that, and I was like, son, come on, like just come on. Like,
huh?
It doesn't win. I don't think you get, like, the emotions. Last of Us 2, I just told you, won 7
I'm not denying
it's
good.
Last
like, that series wasn't good. It's an amazing series. But that Super Mario Bros. Movie had everything against it, from the casting to the way it looked, and just couldn't have done better. Like, just, like, people were, like, saying,
yeah,
let's go.
Yeah,
but Last of Us is, like, even the actors are nominated for, like, a Golden Globe. Both Bella Ramsey and Pedro Pascal, like, their performances are so, like, cemented where people that didn't play the game were watching the show. Like, that show is a very much a standalone thing where you know what you're getting in a Super Mario Brothers movie. Like, Last of Us was like, what the fuck is this HBO show? People watched the show and went and played the game, not the other way around.
Actually,
like,
technically, I didn't know how Super Mario was going to end. I didn't know if he was going to step on Bowser or what. So, how about that?
Jump on top.
Yeah, I didn't know if he was going to jump on top of him.
Fire thing.
Yeah, exactly. If he's going to fight him in the castle or what. So, no. Yeah, how about that?
I mean, the only other adaptation was like what, Halo?
No, Twisted Metal, Gran Turismo. Yo,
this nigga will find a way.
Twisted Metal.
Gran Turismo was okay. Twisted Metal was okay, but those aren't competing with Last of Us. Last of Us was.
Yeah.
That was. Everyone was talking about Last of Us every episode, and that's just something with those episodic series where everyone's into that shit.
And it's HBO. It's HBO.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
Big funding.
All the stars were aligned. So. Get ready for season 2. I hope.
I hope you bulletproof for this about to hurt.
Dog, it's gonna be a rough season for anybody. So, yeah.
You guys have anything else for the Game Awards? Anything else on your topics? No. All right. What you got? Scats for Under the Bridge. What you guys get?
Y'all already know what my Under the Bridge is gonna be. I've been trying to get y'all hip all week. Shout out to the Japanese delinquents of the world.
Hit this nigga go.
There's a manga called Crows. Came out in the 90s, but it spanned off like a series of other manga and shit. And I just realized, well, I think I already knew, but now I'm actually willing to watch live action shit. They have a live action movies that came out. The first one is Crow Zero that came out in 2007, and the second one's Crow Zero 2. Came out in 2007. Pretty good. Still hold up. The only problem is I was watching on goddamn YouTube, you know what I'm saying, like 70/20 or some shit. But like, if you want to just see some straight action, because like The story is the story, like, but it's a lot of hands. Like, it's just niggas fighting. It's a whole bunch of just like delinquents fighting, like fighting for the school.
Are they actual middle schoolers or like kids or adults?
No, it's high school.
Oh, it's actual high schoolers.
These are like adults. Okay. Yeah, it's adults. These dudes are like, these dudes look like they're all at least like 18 to 25. Yeah, check out Crows, and like I said, if you get interested in that, you can go to the worst whole different series, and it's like dealing with different high schools, but like I said, it's a universe that just keeps on going. Yeah, Crows.
Mine is this book right here, I Am Legend, son. You know,
God.
Be better next year. Pick up a book. I'll just decide though, like this book is like really good. If you like the movie, you'll love the book more.
Is that a first edition, nigga?
No, I got this from like Books a Million.
First edition.
If you cry when the dog died in the movie, you're going to need therapy when the dog dies in the book. It's 20 times.
Oh, God.
It's a completely different story. It takes place in a completely different time. And it's not this big of a book either. Like, book is like the whole story is maybe like this much, and the rest of these are like other short stories. So it's also a quick read. But if you like the movie, you'll enjoy the book. But yeah, check it out.
Hey, what's that?
Dooley?
Oh, I mean, yeah, mine was, I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna be a cheater, but like, I'm gonna repeat it just because I finished the show now and I can really stand by it. But Gangs of London season 2, gotta say, one of the best shows I've seen in a while. I loved it personally. It really picked up. The first season has like a weird drop off after episode 4, but main character is a black British dude and he got fucking hands, and it's just straight like Gareth Evans is the fight choreographer. So if you watch The Raid or The Night Comes for Us or anything like that, you'll love it. The best thing also is that season 3 has been renewed. And season 2 was so epic the way it ended. It was so great. But season 3 actually has, what's his name, Andrew Koji, who's the main actor in Warrior.
Okay,
as one of the guys now. So he's in there. And I can't remember, there's one other martial artist that's like familiar. But yeah, this is like an Americanized British show. Gangs of London, all about drugs, all about hand-to-hand combat.
What's better, Warrior or this?
Season 2 is just... Warrior's okay. Better. Warrior's definitely better. But this is still a really good watch. Like, it had just so many stories that are happening, kind of like Warrior, but I think I was just kind of like, I was intrigued by the characters, and they be fucking murking people in this shit too. So you're gonna love some people, and they're gonna get offed, and even the gunplay in the show is just mad brutal. So watch it, son. Just watch the first episode. If y'all don't like Gangs of London, it's I'm fucking epic. I liked it. Episode 4, it falls off, like I said. Is. But I finished that first season, a little dry. Season 2,
what's it on? Right there.
It was on HBO. It was on HBO Max. That's what I was watching.
God, I'm still paying for HBO. That's crazy.
HBO Max is HBO Max.
But it's one of the most expensive, though. I just realized I'm not watching shit on
with my phone plan. Luckily, it's like one of the things I don't pay for. So yeah, shout out to them. Watch that Verizon? Shit, son. AT&T. So yeah.
Okay. Me? Oh, sorry. Caught me off guard. So not playing. I hate to do this to my brother. You know, he's been constantly telling me on TikTok for the longest, you know, on Netflix, yo, man, watch the Finland Saga, you know, it's like that. You know. But there was this other thing that seemed to caught my eye, man. It's a lovely woman. It's Blue-Eyed Samurai.
Hey, I just watched that last night.
Honestly, a really, really good fucking watch. 8 episodes. I mean, I literally caught myself like, any given time I had like a good solid 40 minutes to an hour, I'm not doing nothing. I literally just popped on an episode. Really, really good. Definitely like the Ronin. I like the twist on the traditional Ronin story. I mean, you know, we're all minorities, so, you know, obviously white people are evil. They got that right. So now I'm playing. But man, it's a good watch. Definitely wait for season 2. Shout out to the actress that played Mizu. I was trying to look up her name, because she will actually be in the new Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Maya Erskine? Maya Erskine? Hopefully I don't butcher that, but good watch, man. And hey, if this recap was a little bit too brief for you, we do actually happen to have a full episode breakdown on the
series
channel. Series breakdown. Thank you. So check it out.
Well, one thing I said on that was like, maybe teleporting across like all fucking Japan, bro. Like I said, like, yo, she broke her fucking
like
leg.
It don't take several.
Okay,
like,
did you guys also get that? Like, I was like, yo, you really just be like,
I didn't know. I didn't really notice that personally. I didn't notice it, but you're right. Like, in thinking about it, it makes sense, but I didn't notice it when I watched it. But shout out to the sex, man. I was like, yo, this shit got a lot of.
That white man was getting fucked in the ass with a nose. I was like, son, this show out of pocket.
He said, go.
I didn't tell you to stop.
I didn't tell you to stop. She got so mad, put that mask back on and went back to work. Hit the honk, honk.
That was a great show. That was a great fucking show. Yeah. I loved it.
Really good.
Only one.
I'm about to say, I'm about to start this show.
Start watching, man. It's good. Like I said, good illustration, too. Like I said, especially with the animation style. You thought it'd be a little bit too...
Nice.
I mean, who doesn't like cartoon titties and cartoon
ass? The feet was shown in that.
They didn't show feet.
Well, they did show feet a couple times.
There was too much package in there, though. I was cool with seeing Mando. I was cool on the Mando.
That's always a thing, like a lot of you. There's always a lot of dick in shows. And I just want, equal value,
I was staring, though, but not really.
It was, you see Mizu? What she had?
Never mind. Yeah, I was mad confused. I was like...
Peaches, yeah. So that's the end of the show for us, y'all. If you enjoyed it, please rate the show 5 stars on Apple and Spotify. If you enjoy listening to us, check out our YouTube channel on youtube.com, and we will catch you in the next one. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.